Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Photograph on the Irish Times of some of our Paralympic athletes beaming with joy at the Stade de France last night. Michael Murphy and Ellen Keane during the closing ceremony of the Paralympics. I expect there'll be a big old crowd at Dublin Airport this afternoon when they land in just before 2 o'clock. The main story in the Irish Times is about Garda recruitment. Big efforts, of course, to boost Garda numbers and get people to join the force. However, the Irish Times says that Garda numbers have actually fallen during the summer months as efforts to increase the size of the force continue to falter. There are now fewer sworn Garda members than at the start of last year, despite this big recruitment campaign. We have a target of having 15,000 Garda members. They reckon a combination of resignations, retirements and smaller than expected classes going into the Garda College in Temple Moor has resulted in 2 years Garda recruitment making little progress. They were trying to get the numbers after the pandemic. It would appear it's not working. However, the Department of Justice says that the recruitment has regained significant momentum and even successful candidates, apparently dozens of them, aren't taking up their places in the last 2 years, even when they are successful. The Irish Independent Greens are talking about child benefit. I know there was talk about a tenner a month increase, first increase in about 13 years on the child benefit. Well, the Greens are going one step further because they are pitching that parents get a special one-off child benefit payment of €560 in the month their child is born. This is what the Greens want in the budget. Roger O'Gorman wants to introduce a once-off payment worth four times the monthly child benefit. It's not even a double payment like a Christmas for social welfare. This is worth four times the normal child benefit, and it will be paid in the first few weeks of their new child's life. Also, Sinn Féin has its alternative budget. They've drawn it up. It's aimed at families. And if Sinn Féin were in power, they say they would do an October and December double child benefit payment. So read more about that. In the Indo, all those kites being flown for the budget. The Irish Daily Mail, Irish firm Kingspan, according to former UK Minister Michael Gove, says should face criminal charges for the role in the Grenfell tragedy. This is intense criticism, according to the Mail, of the Cavan company, which supplied 5% of the insulation material for the tower block. Michael Gove is criticising Kingspan in the Irish Daily Mail about that particular story. You can read more about that in the Mail. Kingspan has a statement as well. The company has welcomed the publication of the report and they go on to defend themselves. You can read both sides there in the Irish Daily Mail. Kingspan welcoming the Grenfell report. And again, these companies having to say what a difficult day it is and express their sympathies to the families. Couple of Kinahan crime stories on the tabloids front pages. The Irish Sun, Kinahan mobsters rehab business. Kinahan Bagman, as he's called in the Sun, Johnny Morrissey, is to open a wellness and rehab centre for drug addicts and alcoholics on the Costa del Sol. He was arrested by Spanish cops on suspicion of laundering over €200 million in drug money for the Kinahan cartel. Now he's opening a clinic, a wellness clinic for addicts and alcoholics. The Irish Mirror and the Irish Star, same story, that the father of suspected Kinahan cartel boss Liam Byrne has died after battling illness. The Irish Examiner has, as their main story, an interview with Sean O'Driscoll. Sean O'Driscoll is well known as the head CEO of Glendimplex. He's also chair of the ESRI. He's talking about university funding in today's Examiner, and he's saying that a core funding crisis in third level education is putting the very viability of universities at risk. He said that uncertainty over funding means that UCC's strategy is built on sand, and he says the way universities are funded isn't even what you would teach in first year commerce. He's going to be on with Joe Lynham on Breakfast Business from 6:30 this morning, so you can hear more about that. Obviously, a lot of talk in the papers about elections still. The Fine Gael Think-In is on later this week, and apparently Simon Harris is going to attend, obviously, that thinking, but he's going to be confronted by TDs who will say, give us the election date, please. The party nearly has finished selecting its candidates. That'll be done in the next couple of weeks. We still don't have an election date. Simon Harris says it's going to be when the government finishes its full term, so early next year. And the thinking is in Offaly, and apparently the TDs want to leave that thinking with the date in their head, that they know when the election is going to be. And apparently Fine Gael reckons they're doing well in the polls now, and you can't guarantee that polling heading into the winter. So go to the country early November is probably what they would say. You heard in the news there about that repack survey into recycling, and we haven't really got a clue how to recycle. Despite all the years we're recycling, the rules around it are very confusing to people. 30% of people say they have a perfect 100% when it comes to recycling knowledge and practice. I doubt that. I doubt that 30% of people are 100% perfect when it comes to recycling. A lot of people say they don't know. 88% reckon they do a great job when it comes to recycling. And I heard in the clip there, and it's in the Indo as well, bleach bottles. I never knew that you could recycle those. Apparently you can. Once they're empty, keep the lid on. 41% of people don't know how to correctly dispose of cereal boxes. You're supposed to separate the plastic bag, flatten the box and recycle both. Deodorant cans, 43% of people say deodorant cans are recyclable. Glass, the recycling rate of glass was 83%. And the rate of paper cardboard recycling is 67%. The rules are confusing. It doesn't help, of course, when they keep changing the rules and you think one thing and then you hear another. So anyway, Repack are out talking about recycling today in the papers. Great news for Carlow in the Irish Daily Mail. Carlow Town is clearly very clean and very beautiful because it is cleaned up at a prestigious European award celebrating environmental excellence. Carlow has swept the floors at the Anton Floral Europe Competition Award Ceremony in Hungary on Saturday night. So congratulations to Carlow Town getting gongs for overall gold, the President's Prize for the town's rain garden development and a special characteristic prize for the Delta Sensory Gardens in the town. I'd say absolutely thrilled in Carlow with that. The only large urban area representing Ireland in the competition this year and sweeping the board. They're calling it Monte Carlo in the Irish Daily Mail. Now, we had lovely sunny weather over the weekend. Christmas, probably the last thing you're thinking of, but the Irish Independent tells us that just as Christmas decorations and boxes of chocolates are landing on the shop aisles, a traditional visit to see Santa is already on the agenda for some because they're booking up days out to see Santa, already being booked up. And we are told tickets are available for a number of Santa attractions and they could cost you €130 for a family of four. So not only are they booking up and they're also selling out at a very expensive price for two adults and two children over five to have a day out at Jingle Fest. Tickets will set you back €104. Tickets have already snapped up for dates like the 23rd of November for some of these events. I did see during the summer that some of those pumpkin patch events on in October were already sold out. So I think everyone needs to relax a little bit. But anyway, that's the news from the Indo. And final story from the Times of London. We're mad for 90s crisps. We're mad for the 90s in general. It's baggy jeans. It's Oasis. It's the Gallagher brothers. Supermarket sales revealed that crisps that were last popular in the 90s are finding their way back into our cupboards once again. Demand for chipsticks, love chipsticks when I was a child, they're up 42%. Also, sales of Skips have jumped by 47% and discos have been flying off the shelves with demand increasing by 15% last month. Apparently, it's all to do with TikTok because there's these videos on TikTok of young people and they are trying old-fashioned crisps for the first time and giving their reviews. And that means now that there's the revival in the crisps aisle. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.